This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, baby. It is Friday, buddy. Welcome back to the Rob Brown Show on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate, pal. Great to have you. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and you. Be a part of the show, 844-326-3663. That is the number to be a part of the radio program. Here's what I'm looking for. This, thank God it's Friday, yeah, morning. Last night's a great one tonight, and we will talk about this coming up in the next segment of the show because I want to. We both saw Superman last night. We both have thoughts. We're going to get to those coming up here in just a few minutes from right now. On the drive home, I was listening to the Superman soundtrack, and I was thinking about this movie because I went from apprehensive about it to progressively more excited about it to planned my entire day around it yesterday to having as much fun as I've had in the movie theater in a long time. And as I drove home and was kind of genuinely reflecting on the movie, at multiple levels of depth, both from, hey, that was fun and there were some really good jokes in it, to I think it was a wonderful commentary on American society at large right now. As I was thinking about the movie, one of the thoughts I had was, what a kick-ass Lex Luthor. Like, what a great job that dude did as Lex Luthor. I'm going to keep it a buck with you. Very tough listening to this song, driving a motorcycle, not to just rip the accelerator.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Real tough. Real tough not to turn back into an 18-year-old on the motorcycle when I'm listening to that soundtrack last night. The Lex Luthor was, honestly, maybe my favorite interpretation of a Lex Luthor in any live Superman movie, not animated movie ever. And as much as that was, to me, maybe the best version of a live-action Superman, I think that version of a live-action Superman needed that version of a live-action Lex Luthor to make that movie good. Honestly, in the catalog of Superman villains, Lex will always be number one because it's the perfect board to bounce Superman stories off of and give him an antagonist that can attack him from a bunch of different ways. Lex Luthor makes the story compelling. And for a hot minute yesterday in that movie, it really did feel like old Lexi put together a plan that Superman was got for a minute there. Like, he was got. He was in trouble. There wasn't no way out for a hot minute there.
Stop spoiling, Rob.
I'm not spoiling. I don't think it's very spoiler to say, hey guys, in the Superman movie, which you know Lex Luthor is in, he tries to take out Superman. I'm going to go ahead and spoil the next one for you. The next time Batman and Joker are in a movie together, Joker's probably going to try to kill the Batman. It's not really a spoiler alert. So, as I was doing my show prep last night, I got home. I was way too amped up to sleep at that point, so I just started diving back into getting the show ready for today. And in doing so, I had the thought, you know, every great story needs the bad guy. Every great story needs a bad guy who honestly feels like a threat. Like, makes you feel like they could lose. If there's never, this is the problem with so many Superman stories, is so many of them, you never really feel like Superman is genuinely capable of losing the fight, right? And they did a great job of making you feel in this movie for a minute like, oh, he could really lose this. Even though I know it's a movie and I know he won't, for this moment in time, suspension of disbelief, I feel like he could lose the fight. And I thought to myself, sports, a lot like art, a lot like movies, we love the drama. We love the stories, right? Like, we love the stories. So, if every story needs a Lex Luthor to the story's Superman, who's the Lex Luthor to the South Carolina Gamecocks of 2025? We did Clemson in the last segment, and I gave you two. One of them is Lenoris Sellers. Not the Gamecocks, not Shane Beamer. Lenoris Sellers himself. Why? Well, because he got you last year. And now, not only did he got you last year, now he's got another offseason under the belt. I think all of us believe that, with the exception of maybe at the running back position, just about every position on the field outside of the loss of Rocket Sanders and maybe on the defensive side of the ball, Nick Eamon-Worry, but we're talking about offense right now. Outside of Rocket Sanders, it feels like South Carolina's better at every position across the board. Lenoris, being the Lex Luthor in this situation, has upgraded his tech. He has now had some experience fighting Superman. He gets it. Who's that for South Carolina on the other side? I got a couple for you. The first one is a shared Lex Luthor with Clemson, and that is Brian Kelly and LSU. I know it feels lazy, but it's for the same reasons. Now, I would go one step further with South Carolina and say LSU is really kind of the Lex Luthor. Because if I recall correctly, South Carolina hasn't beaten LSU dating back to 1995. Your boy, who turned 40 years old this year, was 15. I believe it is 8 straight L's to the LSU Tigers dating back to 1995. So they are already kind of the unstoppable force for the South Carolina Gamecocks. And now, again, Brian Kelly is the maniacal Lex Luthor. The desperate Lex Luthor. Lex is at his most dangerous when his back is against the wall, when the walls are closing in, when Superman is making his way to Luthor Core Tower, when Superman has Lex dead to rights and he is desperate for an escape. That is when Lex is at its most dangerous. And that is where Brian Kelly is entering the 2025 football season. The folks down in Baton Rouge paid a lot of money to Brian Kelly to get him out of Notre Dame to come down and be the family leader. And he has not produced. They are unhappy with the results that they have gotten out of Brian Kelly so far. I have two coaches that I think are genuinely on the hot seat entering the year. I got a couple of coaches that I think might get put on it. I think Mark Stoops at Kentucky could end up on the hot seat this year. I think that Sam Pittman at Arkansas could end up on the hot seat this year. But I think there are two coaches in the SEC who enter the year on the hot seat. I think Hugh Freeze at Auburn is one of them. And I think that Brian Kelly at LSU could end up on the hot seat at the end of the year. And a loss to South Carolina would go a long way in making that happen. So Brian Kelly enters this season, I think, knowing that the walls are closing in. Brian Kelly enters the season this year, I think, knowing that he is desperate, knowing that the authorities are closing in, and he's got to do something dramatic to get out of this spot. One of the things that that means is winning the games against opponents that are considered playoff candidates. South Carolina is in that group this year. You are a playoff candidate. Not a front runner, not a favorite, but a candidate. And Brian Kelly knows that. So you become, I think, if you are the South Carolina Gamecocks, I think you become one of the teams that Brian Kelly circles on the preseason schedule. He's got to win them all. I think anything less than like 11-1, maybe 10-2, if that gets LSU into the playoffs, anything less than that, and I think there is a very good chance that Brian Kelly is coaching Ball State next year. Part of the reason why is not just that he failed at LSU. And again, I'm not saying failed as in was a bad coach. I'm just saying didn't get him where they wanted to go, which is competing for a natty. If he fails at LSU and gets released, gets removed from his duties in that spot, combined with the fact that he abandoned Notre Dame to do it, right? Left them high and dry to do it. I think he becomes unhireable at the Power 2 level or the Power 4 level. I think he becomes unhireable. So he's not just coaching because he's got to get LSU there. He's got to go win there because not only would he lose his job at LSU, but I do not think he loses his job and then gets a call from another Power 4 uni saying, why don't you come be our dude? So I think he is the desperate Lex Luthor for South Carolina this year, because you are one of the teams he is going to have circled on that radar of, I have to win this game. Let me give you one more Lex Luthor for South Carolina. Hear me out on this one. Lane Kiffin and the Ole Miss Run'em Rebels. Let me tell you why. South Carolina knows the second half of the schedule is tough. That's not a secret. That's the big conversation about this team. After the Kentucky game, you go back to back to back to back with LSU, Oklahoma, Alabama, Ole Miss, Texas A&M. Then you get Coastal Carolina and Clemson. That stretch, and you may even want to say Kentucky, because again, that's kind of been a gray area rivalry the last couple of years. Kentucky, LSU, Oklahoma, Alabama, Ole Miss, Texas A&M. That's a tough stretch of football teams. If I asked you that you had to pick a team that you think is the break in that game, I think we would say it's Ole Miss, right? You can't sleep at LSU, and you go ahead right now and count on that being a night game in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. You can count on that being the toughest stadium that you will play in on the road this year. That place is going to be a zoo that night. Then you got Oklahoma. Now, Oklahoma doesn't really scare me offensively. They do have a quarterback down there that a lot of people are excited about, but I put him in that category of like, okay, I'll believe in Jackson, or not Jackson Arnold, his replacement. I'll believe in, gosh darn it, he's a front runner. Yes. He is, John Mateer. John Mateer is a Heisman front runner this year for OU. But I'm not really afraid of the offense because they haven't given me a reason to be. I am afraid of the OU defense. But I'm actually pretty confident South Carolina can win a shootout against Oklahoma if they get into one, even with an Oklahoma defense run by Brent Venables. I think they can win that game in a defensive game. So I'm not super worried about that one. We all know what Alabama is. We all know what going down to Kyle Field and playing at the compound is in front of the Colt. Those are tough spots. And wedged right there in the middle is a little road trip down to Oxford, Mississippi. Now, the expectations are not there on Ole Miss like they were last year with Jackson Dart as QB1. There are some expectations, but they're not as elevated. They're not as pressure-filled as they were last year. So I think that, also, by the way, I said I was 15 in 1995 the last time South Carolina beat LSU. That's not correct. I'm bad at math. I was 10. I am 40 now. I was 10. So, woof. So,
did someone correct you?
Yeah, my mother. Yes, my mother was like, you were 10, not 15, dumbass. She didn't call me a dumbass, but I did. So, blah, 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 blah. I think Ole Miss becomes the danger. And I think Ole Miss becomes the danger because this is the type of game that Lane Kiffin wins to keep his name elevated in the coaching conversation. There's two ways he does it. Number one, it's just by being a real-life internet troll who wears a visor and has a whistle. We all know that, right? He called out Kirby Smart at SEC spring meetings in one of the most hilarious ways I've seen him do in his career. He's a troll. But the other way that Lane Kiffin keeps his name in the forefront of college football is these are the games he wins. He may not get Bama. He may not get Georgia. He may not get LSU. He may not get the national powers. But he damn sure can put everything he's got into winning the games against second-tier teams. And South Carolina right now is a second-tier team. That's, by the way, that's a compliment. That's not a shot. A lot of people, it's not a shot. It's a compliment. Lane Kiffin regularly finds ways to beat teams that believe that they are about ready to jump from tier two to tier one. Those are the games he wins. And when you combine that with the fact that Lane Kiffin is wedged in between an Alabama game, which I've got to assume, if you're South Carolina, you're dialed in on. After what happened last year, shoulda, coulda, woulda beat the Crimson Tide. And that was at home. Now you got to go. That was in Tuscaloosa. They're coming to your house now. So you got the Tide coming to the house, and it's a revenge game. I've got to assume that even if they won't acknowledge it, Shane and the boys that were on that team last year have got to look at that and go, we can get these SOBs. We can get them. Vanderbilt got them at home. We can get them. And then you got A&M the next week. Beating Texas A&M would show to me that you are not just a tier two working on tier one team, but it would also show me that you're a team that is capable of traveling because you got to go play in front of the Colt in Kyle Field. It would show me that not only are you a tier two team ready to jump up to tier one, but it would also show me that you're a tier two team that is ahead of another team that under Mike Elko is considered a tier two team ready to jump up to tier one. This would not just place you in tier two solidly, it would place you at the top of it. But wedged in the middle there is a trip down to Oxford, is a trip down to take on Lane and his running Rebels. And that is a game that if you go to Oxford, Mississippi, and you lose that game, that is a game that a lot of people are going to look and go, oh, maybe South Carolina isn't there yet. Because I've said, I think 10-2 is a realistic possible outcome for South Carolina this year. But Ole Miss has got to be one of those 10. You drop that game, 9-3, 8-4 becomes a more likely reality. Because of that, and because of where it's wedged into the schedule, I think Lane Kiffin and the running Rebels are a bona fide Lex Luthor to Shane Beamer's Superman in the year 2025. Who you got? Who's the Lex Luthor to your team's Superman for this football season? We'll talk more about that coming up in the next segment. Lonzo and I will give you the best we can spoiler-free take on Superman, which we both saw last night. It was spectacular. Final segment. I got like three or four other stories. We'll quick hit before we ask what the X is going on and get up out of chunk on a Friday edition of the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
We are not just sports nerds, we are also regular nerds. I have been a Superman fan. I have often been accused of hating Superman. That is incorrect. I do not. In fact, I have loved Superman. I have hated a lot of Superman projects over the years. It was not because of Superman. Nene. In fact, should one come to the Burrow Cave at the Casa de Love, what woman find in the corner is a stack of DC Comics. I own more DC Comics than I own Marvel Comics. I love Superman. The issue for so many years is that for me and to me, Superman is not a superhero about whom the story revolves. Superman is about everything that happens around him. Now, there are Superman stories that are about Superman, and those were present in this movie. There are stories about sacrifice. There are stories of moral dilemmas. There is, again, we're going to do everything in our power to be spoiler-free in this breakdown of the Superman movie that we both saw last night. There is, I think, great one, perhaps the most interesting moral conundrum that off the top of my head in a live-action project that a Superman has had to face in a very long time. The moral conundrum that this Superman faces doesn't just challenge Superman, though. It challenges everyone around him. It challenges all the characters in the movie. I'm not just talking about Lois Lane and Jimmy Olsen and Lex Luthor. It challenges every person on the planet who has been impacted by Superman in any way. And it's a fascinating little twist on the Superman story that, to me, made a movie that, even if it didn't have this twist, like, I'm sometimes I think people do too much when they make superhero movies. I thought this twist, which you could have made the entire movie exactly the same without that twist in the movie, and it still would have been a good movie. I thought that twist elevated it to another level. The story was about a moral conundrum that Superman faces, but also the way that everyone around him faces.
I'm trying to see if you could do this without spoiling
it. I think I can.
Okay.
I think I'm professional enough to pull it off. We're going to find out. I thought that the moral conundrum that Superman faces in this movie that also impacts everyone on the planet added a nice little twist that upped the stakes a little bit. And for the first time in a very long time for me, I thought they got the way to tell a Superman story correct. Yes, you get the interaction and the struggle of his portraying Clark Kent, which, by the way, I am going to say that was the best Clark Kent Superman dichotomy that I've seen ever.
It was really good.
It was really good. Was. And not only that, and this is more of like a small aside, the deep Superman lore that was dropped in here, the Easter eggs to those that go back to the golden age of days of Superman, there is one, I won't say what it is specifically, but there is one that is dropped in a conversation about Superman by other characters that when I heard it, I went, they got it. They got the deep nerd lore. Not in a way that you have to know, because like one of the things I think has happened recently, say in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, is they've gotten so in depth with some of these characters that if you don't know the characters and their comic book background, you might get a little lost in the movie. This, they were dropping little Easter egg nuggets to old school Superman comic book fans, but not in a way that if you've never heard of Superman, you'd be like, I don't understand what's happening here anymore. And I appreciated that from James Gunn and the gang. So I thought they made the movie about everyone around Superman, not just about Superman, but they still gave enough Superman struggles, personal Superman struggles, that the character's compelling, but the decisions and the actions that Superman takes are so impactful to everybody else that the stakes are beyond just Superman v. Lex Luthor. It is quite literally, Superman has the fate of planet Earth and all upon it on him if he makes the wrong decision. And it genuinely feels like it actually matters this time. On top of that, all of the characters away from Superman, whether they are true to comic book lore or not, they made little Jimmy compelling. Like, they gave him a story hook in this movie that I'm like, I'm interested.
Little Jimmy is a totally different character, but I do agree. Jimmy was one of my favorite characters because of what they were able to do with him. He's always been such a side character, but he's integral. I mean, you could say that the movie could not happen without him and what he's able to do in this movie. Also, there's a couple things. There are some parallels to some things that were explored in the Justice League series, which I recently watched with my granddaughter. And so I will say from a perspective of just go in there and just watching a superhero movie and watching her. At one point, she came and sat down between me and my son because there was an extra seat where we were and was just watching with us. And I bought her a crypto stuffed animal. And my wife had gotten a Superman cup that had a Superman topple on top of it, you know, like what they did with Thunderbolts. It's a little mini Superman. She pulled the Superman off that, and the whole time the movie was playing, or halfway through the movie, she was just sitting over there playing with Superman and Krypto. And even though she's watching the movie, she's playing with that. It just shows that this movie can reach people at many different levels, that you can bring your kids there. So a lot of families there, and the kids are going to be intrigued by its superheroes and by Krypto, who is you've seen in a trailer, just not spoiling. He's a big part of the movie. And so everyone can be entertained by that. A lot of times these movies are only directed at a certain audience, at a certain demographic as far as age goes, and it doesn't hit everywhere. And I think this one is very broad, and it's something that like this this little girl is about to turn 7, and now she's a big crypto fan.
First off, I'm 40, and I'm a huge crypto fan for a couple reasons. A, just a great character in the game or in the movie. Two, that's my dog. That's exactly the puppy, the new dog, Rue. Mm-hmm. That's my dog. Same thing. I can't seriously say a lot without giving it away, other than just to say it's just a puppy with terrible behavior and acting like a puppy with terrible behavior. It's my dog. I love crypto. But, like, the concept of having, and when it first got introduced that crypto was not just in this movie, but, like, he's a part of it. It's not like you're only going to see him when Superman's in the Fortress of Solitude doing Superman stuff. He's a part of the movie.
He's a main character, yeah, without a doubt.
He is a part of the movie. And I got a little apprehensive about that because, you know, one of the things that I am looking for is comic book parts of the movie in the movie, but without it going so far that it becomes like overly a little campy is fine. It's a comic book movie. A little campy is fine. In fact, I would even go so far as to say one of the things that I really appreciated about this movie is that there are parts of interaction between characters, conversations and whatnot, and obviously the fight scenes, but like conversations between characters that are delivered by the actors, that are written as a comic book panel conversation would go, down to and including spots where the camera work makes the actors, as they're delivering their lines in these interactions, the camera work makes it look like you are looking at a comic book panel, right? Like there's stuff in the background that's vivid and whatever, but it's just way off in the background. And the conversation is on the characters' faces, and it shows their emotion, and it's like, it looks like you are watching a comic book, but with real people. And I thought that's great, because I think so many of the movies, like, they've gotten to the point with some of these movies that they are trying to make them these big, beautiful CGI cinematic masterpieces that you kind of go screaming past, let's have some campy comic book fun and tell a great story in the process, into, like, we want to win Picture of the Year. And it's like, I don't need the Guardians of the Galaxy to win Picture of the Year. I just needed you to, like, tell me a great comic book story with stakes and dilemma and sacrifice and whatever. Give me that story. And they did that. They did that. So when Crypto, when it started to be revealed that Crypto the Superdog was going to be a part of this movie, I'm like, all right. Like, you better be careful with this, because what you don't want to do is go too far with it, where he becomes overbearing on the movie. But also, if you just toss him in as kind of like a background character, like, there does get to, it can get to a point with some of these movies where it almost feels patronizing to some degree, right? Like, it almost feels like it's pandering to some degree. He was perfect. It was enough that you got emotionally invested in Crypto the Wonder Dog, but not so much that he became bigger than Superman, or bigger than Lex, or bigger than Lois Lane, or bigger than any other character. I thought that the bad guys, and I think we can say that without spoiling anything, because they've named the engineer in the trailers and all that. I won't say the name of the other bad guy, but you saw him in small glimpses in this. I thought the two bad guys, the brawlers, the brutes, the goons for Lex Luthor, I thought they were perfect. I thought they provided justifiable, viable reasons that they are actually a threat to Superman, right? Like, one of the problems over the years, and Lonzo and I have had this conversation before we even knew this Superman movie was going to be a thing over the years, one of the problems I have always had with Superman is that in the hands of certain writers and directors, it's just a string of ex machina solutions for Superman, right? They introduce a bad guy, and this bad guy is able to get to the weakness of Superman, and then it's like, oh, actually, Superman can also do this other thing. And it's like, oh, you mean the perfect thing to beat the bad guy? He's never had that, but now he has this ability. I've always thought that was kind of dumb. Well, they don't overpower Superman in this movie. He's got the classic powers, and that's it. He can fly, he's super strong, he's got freezy strong breath, and he's got laser eyes. Great! Give me the baseline powers. He can learn more down the line if we want. But they didn't like start Ex Machina giving him new powers throughout the movie to solve the problem. The two brawling brute bad guys, they actually felt like a threat to him for the first time. It wasn't just like, he's got to, you know, we're going to have a fight scene. He's going to punch these guys a bunch. They're going to get knocked out, and then he's going to fly to Lex. Like, you're like, oh, dude, this is a losable fight for Superman in this case. Overall, I would say great one. I don't like to hand this grade out for movies often because I think it's too overdone. A-plus movie for me.
I'll tell you what my rating is tomorrow night on the Upstate Pulse, 7 to 9 p.m. 98.9 WORD. Tune in. We're also live on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and X if you want to an even more extensive panel about this movie tomorrow night. So check it out then to get my rating.
The Art of the Tease. This movie was good enough that if I didn't already have planned out tomorrow to make sure I have all the crap to bring to Atlanta so I don't screw it up, 1,000% I would come invade. I would come WCW raid Lonzo's show just to be on that panel. People, it's good. All right? It's good. I was apprehensive. I was nervous. They did it. We are back. Take a break. Back after this. The Rob Brown Show is on the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I can't remember if there's a drop in this or not.
There is a little bit. This is our final segment on Friday.
Yeah.
You've got so much stuff to do next week.
Yeah. And today and tomorrow and Sunday and all week next week.
Probably the biggest week you've had since you've been here.
It is for certain the biggest 2 week stretch. The most packed up 2 week stretch that I've ever gone through. We'll do a Sunday. I will leave around 1 o'clock or so to head over to Atlanta, Georgia, the Dirty Dirty, the Hot ATL, Hotlanta. I am headed over there on Sunday afternoon. We will get loaded into the College Football Hall of Fame. Then on Monday morning, 6 a.m., bright and early, the Rob Brown Show will emanate live from the College Football Hall of Fame for day number one of the Southeastern Conference Football Media Days. And then we will emanate there live for days two, three, and four of the SEC Media Days as well. Very much looking forward to that. The week after that, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the Rob Brown Show will emanate live from downtown Charlotte, North Carolina for ACC Football Media Days. Clemson's day will be that Thursday. Both the Rob Brown Show and Wire to Wire with Cole Bryson and Diesel will be live for those events as well. So it is a packed up 2 week stretch, and I am pumped up about it. So I will spend the rest of today setting up the interviews, making sure everything's good to go, pack everything up tomorrow, head over on Sunday, and then we'll be here for you Monday, ready to rock and roll. Let's have a good time, people. Next week is going to be awesome. Let us get to a couple of sports stories that we have not gotten yet on the show, and I would like to bat lead off with this one because I am super intrigued, and I am genuinely interested to genuinely get Lonzo's take on this. We have had a lot of conversations, some of it serious, some of it, ha ha ha, funny, jokey, about AI, artificial intelligence. Here is a somewhat serious story about artificial intelligence. Bryson DeChambeau, Bri, the science golfing guy, is starting to turn to artificial intelligence in his golf game. According to Sportsbox AI and Google, Bryson DeChambeau has been having conversations with those two companies about incorporating artificial intelligence into his golf game. He is asking about the ability for AI to provide him automatic feedback about everything happening on the golf course. He is asking about potentially getting equipment installed on his golf clubs that he could swing and then immediately ask AI, what was right? What was wrong? What did I do too much of? What did I not do enough of? Was my body in the right position? Were my arms at the right angle? Were my wrist in the right place? Was I in the spot? Did I come over the top or underneath? Did I follow through to the correct angle, et cetera, et cetera? To the point that Henry McKenna, who writes for Fox Sports and dropped a story last night on Fox, said that Bryson DeChambeau is actively having conversations to have an on-course AI assistant that he can check in with after every single shot. And he wants an AI that would be able to clue in and say, well, Bryson DeChambeau, on that last swing, your head dipped an inch and a half lower than it does on your best golf shots. It would be able to, and again, because somebody yesterday, some of the fellas I was watching Superman with, all sports guys as well, we were talking about this as we waited for the movie to start. And one of them said, I don't really think this is a big deal. Isn't that just kind of like having a golf coach out there? And I said, yeah, to some degree it is. But also think about it. Imagine if a golf coach had the memory of every golf swing you have ever golf swung through your entire career. And then had the computing process power to take your best 500 shots and to analyze them all at the same time and to pick out the things that across all 500 shots, you did this and you did this and you did this and provide you the feedback to where it could say you dropped your head 1.5 inches lower than you have on the accumulation of your best 500 shots so that you know, okay, I can work on that. A golf coach can look and go, hey, I think you dropped your head on that shot. But he's not going to be able to tell you the angle, the steepness, the inches, whatever you did. I am genuinely fascinated by this up to, I better not ever see it used on a golf course. Not in a tournament. You want to take it out in practice? Great. You want to ride two or three times around Augusta National and ask AI, okay, I'm in this spot on the golf course. Based on Google Maps and satellite imagery and topographical markings and whatever, what's my best shot here? And have the AI go, well, I'd hit a flop shot to this and I'd try to roll it back here or whatever, and you dropped your head and this and that's all great. I don't want to see it during a round, though. Rounds, you versus the course.
All right, this might surprise you a little bit, but I don't see any difference between this and a caddy. I mean, because the golfer can talk to his caddy, hey, what do you think this looks like? Or what do you think I did there? Or what? I mean, caddy and the golfer are constantly in communication. It's the same sort of thing. The only problem I would have with it, and I wouldn't have a problem with it being on the golf course, because like I said, I think it's the equivalent of a caddy. The AI can tell him all these things. He still has to execute it.
Yep.
He still has to do it. And it's no different than your caddy saying, hey, man, you dipped your head. I saw you do it. Don't do that again. Now, he probably won't be able to tell him in the angle, but if you've been doing it a long time, maybe you can. So the AI is not helping him physically take the shot. And it's not, he doesn't have a reticle where he's looking down and hit the ball at this point and it will go this angle. As long as you don't have that, which may happen eventually, who knows? I don't really have that much of a problem with it.
There is already, if you're a billionaire, there is already a set of VR glasses that you can wear, and it will scan and read a green, and it will show you the line to hit your putt on. It's incredible.
Which is, it's kind of cheating, but at the same time, you still got to hit it.
Hey, if you're doing it in practice and you don't bring it on the course, I'm good with that. All right, last story, because we got What the X is going on. This is a big one. We will be talking about this very in-depth on Monday. Rob Manfred is officially pushing for a salary cap in baseball. Bruce Meyer, the deputy executive director of the Major League Baseball Players Association, explained that the plan from Rob Manfred has been delivered to the PA. He said that he expects skepticism from players of the only North American professional sport that does not have a salary cap. The owners have wanted it for a long time. The players are absolutely against it. There will have to be some sort of compromise between the two. But apparently, Rob Manfred is now for real, pushing a cap. Just to give you a look-see on how big of a deal this would be. The Los Angeles Dodgers opening day payroll, Lonzo, is $329 million. The Miami Marlins, who are better than the Braves, payroll, $67 million versus $329 million. I am pro salary cap, but you waited a long time to try to implement it. We'll see what happens. We'll talk about this live from Atlanta on Monday morning.
All right, time for the final What the X of this week. The first thing it's Xing is
Superman.
The Slurpee.
Oh, yeah. Is it like Slurpee's birthday or something?
It is Slurpee's birthday.
Okay. And the only reason I ask is because so far today, I have gotten a text message from two different gas stations saying, hey, come get a Slurpee. They're on sale. And last night when I went to the movie theater, they were selling Slurpee t-shirts, and if you bought the Slurpee t-shirt, you got a free Slurpee with it. And I gotta tell you, I was real close to buying I haven't bought a Slurpee, and I don't know how
Here's the thing. Slurpee is 98 years old. That's how old Slurpee is. Still hanging in there. At participating 7-Elevens, you can get a free Slurpee today.
You're gonna get a Slurpee today. No. I'm absolutely going to. No,
it's,
really?
It's pure sugar.
But it's 98th birthday.
Yeah, I know.
You don't eat birthday cake either?
I think a Slurpee is more sugar than icing.
I like a Slurpee. I am going to say this, though.
I've always liked Icy's better than Slurpees.
I was going to say Icy better than Slurpee, and the Coca-Cola Icy is GOAT. Top-notch.
Until all the Coke is gone, and it shouldn't happen.
Then it's just ice.
Once you look and the color's gone, it's like, you might as well throw it away.
Yeah, I concur.
All right, the next thing that's Xing is Rachel Brosnahan.
Is that Lois Lane?
Yes.
Okay, I thought
we
so.
We did not mention the entire time that we talked about.
She was good. She was good. She's the Lois Lane I wanted. It was, obviously attractive and you know it, but also downplayed, right? She wasn't like, it wasn't like flaunt how attractive she is. B, very good at her job and a major impact story. She was critical to the entire Superman story, but like I need from everybody, Not enough to overshadow Superman. That being said,
her interaction with other characters was very, very good.
Her little side quest with one particular character and the fight scene that came out of it was my favorite part of the movie, not a joke. That fight scene was dope as hell, dude.
It was. I really enjoyed that. And also the salaries just came out. Apparently she and Cornsweet only made $750,000, while Nicholas Holt, I think, made $2.1 million or something like that. But Nicholas Holt is everywhere, and he is the biggest star in the whole thing as far as star power goes. I can name you a bunch of things he's been in, and you'd be like, oh, that was him. I mean, he's very versatile as an actor.
Yeah, but so I would say a couple
including
things.
Including this isn't his first superhero film.
I would say it's fair. I would also point out that I think it would be fair to say she was more important to that movie than $750,000 compared to when I know Lex and Superman got paid. But I also would
She made the same that Superman did. Nicholas Holt made more than both of them combined. And here's the thing, because he's a sought after actor, and I think going forward with the success that this movie is probably going to have, next time it won't be that way.
Oh, there will be a Superman 2, like in the next couple years.
By the way, he's signed on for 2 films.
Dope. Love it. So, like 2 total, including that one, or 2 more? One more after that.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. But, you know, it doesn't mean that he didn't sign on to show up in other things.
Fair enough.
By the way, the couple cameos. Mwah. Yeah. Can't talk about it, but there we go.
Mwah. Yep. Mwah. Hey, that's it for us. Come back. Be here Monday, all 4 hours, because we are going to be live. I don't know if I've mentioned this or not. I'll do it now. In Atlanta, Georgia, from the College Football Hall of Fame for the Southeastern Conference Media Days. Monday is Gamecock Day. It'll be after we get off the air, so whatever we get will be on Tuesday. But I will be reporting live throughout the course of the day. Make sure you join us Monday for SEC Media Days from Atlanta. Y'all have a great rest of your day. Enjoy your weekend. Don't drink and drive. I'll punch you in the face. For Lonzo, I'm Rob. See you back here Monday on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Later!
I can't stand this team. They got no balls.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.